Hello, dear listeners. James here. It's about 20 to 12 in the evening on the 10th of June, which makes it audio mode day 10. And I'm going to try and do this whole audio boo without yawning, which I've so far on the previous attempts not managed to do. I was thinking earlier whether if I lived on my own, I would still have a telly, that rectangular box that sits as an almost centrepiece of the lounge. And I was thinking, I don't really watch a huge amount of broadcast telly anymore, and what I do watch I tend to enjoy on catch-up. Beth enjoys her hospital dramas of an evening, and when we sit together we tend to watch 8 out of 10 or Elementary or some other bits and pieces that we've recorded over the course of the week, Gogglebox, for good or for ill. Anyway, it led me to think the other purpose of the television, and it's one that's been extant since, well, before my teenage years, and that is computer games. We've got an Xbox 360 and a Nintendo Wii. We got the Xbox for Christmas, I think, either this year or the year before, as a family present, and the Nintendo Wii, I must be heading on towards 4 years ago now, and both of them get a fair amount of use, not a huge amount. We occasionally wave the controllers around the Wii to play bowling or golf, or Eleanor and I like to play board games because, well, it makes it impossible to cheat and you can't lose the pieces. And amusingly enough, and this is what sort of triggered me to play to record this today, Eleanor did something remarkable. She plays The Sims on the Xbox 360 while on Skype with one of her friends. And she's on Skype on her tablet, and she faces the tablet around so the camera is pointing at the telly so her friend can see what they're doing on The Sims, and they sort of talk to each other and they almost play collaboratively, which I think is fantastic. It's a bit of a shame that she can't have a friend round the actual house, but I think they live, you know, they live the other side of town. It'd be impractical. But I think that's an amazing bit of ingenuity to have collaborative play like that. And it led me to think that, yeah, I think I'd probably keep a telly because I would have some kind of console attached to it. It also amused me that both of the children have expressed interest in the next generation consoles. Eleanor wants a PlayStation 3 so she can play a game called Ni No Kuni. She watches a lot of YouTube videos of people playing computer games, and that one I think sort of had her captivated because it's just got an interesting narrative and a storyline. It's a Japanese game, and it was translated to English for the PlayStation 3, but you can get it for the DS, but only the Japanese version, oddly enough. So she'd like a PlayStation 3 for just that reason. And Christopher this evening said, do you know, I'm writing a list of reasons why I'd like a Nintendo Wii U. And of all the gaming consoles, that was the last one I was thinking that he would select. Okay, so the Wii is quite old now, and in fact it's even based on the hardware of the Nintendo GameCube, so graphically it's not particularly advanced. But the Wii U, I was really surprised, because again, like the Sony thing, there are exclusives to it, and there must be some that's attracted his attention. Effectively, it's the Mario franchise. He thinks Mario Kart 8 looks brilliant, and Eleanor got all excited about it as well, so they've got piranhas. Great. And also Super Mario Brothers game designer, and a version of Super Mario Brothers you can play, one person plays on the console with a controller, and the other one has a tablet and tries to put blocks in the way of the other Mario player. So it's this, again, it's collaborative play, which is not really collaborative at all, is it? Competitive play between people. Yeah. So the telly has been used for computer games since I was, well, must have been 11 when we got our first ZX81. And it's interesting that it becomes, again, the centrepiece of the lounge. If you're not playing, you're watching. And, or rather, Beth, if I'm playing computer games, which is very rare these days because I do tend to play into the night, my mild obsessive compulsive disorder makes me... I have to play to a point where I know I can stop playing for a while, either be at the end of the game or at least a sort of a point where I can save, or my eyes just get too heavy, and she'll have lost a whole evening of her hospital dramas because of I've been trying to complete a level on some fighty game, or more likely drive around a track without crashing too many times. Yeah, I'm perfectly happy sticking with Toca for the PlayStation 2, but if the children want something new, they can save up their pocket money and buy it. And hopefully, I'll have to buy another HDMI adapter for the back of the telly, or have to play with cables. I'm sure we can do something. Anyway, they're my thoughts about what we have a television for these days. And on the whole, I think we'll probably end up keeping it. Otherwise, there'd be a riot. Or certainly, we wouldn't watch stuff together. And that's the main thing. Oh, that's the other thing I was going to mention, is that pretty much the only appointment to view program we watch when it actually goes out is Doctor Who, oddly enough. And we watch it as a whole family. When Splash was on, I think we used to watch it as well, because that's recorded at the leisure centre up the road. So it's kind of like, oh, look, they're actually playing something from Luton. But yeah. Anyway, I've recorded nearly 6 minutes, so I'm going to go to bed. And I didn't yawn at all. Until tomorrow, then. Good night.